Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you got it on the radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. We are live out here at the beginning of the home show season here. We're at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show at the Portland Convention Center. We're having a good time out here at the Western Construction Systems booth. So when you walk in the show, if you walk in the entrance door and you slightly look right, you'll see us doing the show right here, and we'd love for you to come by and say hello. Also, we can take your calls. We're set up to do that at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And if you want to send an email, ath@kxl.com. Well, I'm sitting here at the Western Construction Systems booth. I'm going to be talking to Steve from Cornerstone Hardscapes. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hey, thanks, man. Well, let's talk about what you guys do, because we are coming into spring and the weather's starting to show it. And people start thinking about the outside a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, myself included. I think the word staycation is kind of something that's come into play here, where a lot of people are now, deciding to enhance their own personal living spaces instead of spending all the money to travel about in the country. So we do specialize in the hardscape, although we do full-scale landscaping as well. We also have a design team as well that we can bring into play, so we can kind of take care of all full-scale of the landscaping, hardscaping industry. We have been at it for 15 years and very proud of the work that we've done and how we've helped the overall curb appeal in the Portland-Vancouver area over the last 15 years.
There's so much planning when you get into these projects. And yeah, that's one of the biggest things I see with people that go out and try to do their own DIY projects, is it seems when you get outside that people start off but don't ever come, they really never come up with a plan.
Exactly.
And so you go out, I'm going to do this, and then, oh, I'm going to redo this and do it again because I didn't do that right because I didn't think of step two. And it's one of the biggest things is come up with a solid plan, and that's one of the things that I like dealing with professionals on. Come up with a great design and then implement the design.
Exactly, and we like both sides of that as well. We do like the people that come with a complete blank slate where we can come with our ideas and suggestions and come up with a good plan for them. It's also nice to work with someone that knows exactly what they've got going. They've got a vision, and we can, you know, work with them and mold a plan together that way. So,
and that's one of the things, too, that I like is that you end up having so many outdoor kitchens and things like that right now are such a big deal because, you know, people are moving outside of their home. Maybe they've got that small Portland house or small cottage in Bend or Tri-Cities, that small 1,000, 1,200 square foot house. They don't have the money to go out and spend $200,000 on another wing to the house or a second story, but man, you can do some outdoor living solutions outside with multiple locations and come up with something that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely, and one of the things that we do offer is we can come into a large-scale project, and if someone's budgeting is at a certain level and we need to set it up in stages, we can also do that as well, where we can give them the whole full idea of the project and then individually do it in stages according to their budget.
Just this morning, I'm standing there, sitting at home and getting ready for the show, and Julie's sitting there showing me some Pinterest stuff of, oh, I want to do this little gazebo thing so we can hang out here in the corner of the yard. I'm like, all right, I see some big projects coming up. But again, it just comes down to that planning and implementing. And you're right, so many people don't have the budget to go out and spend one big chunk out there. But if you plan it out right and go, here's phase one, here's phase two, here's phase three, you can kind of plan it out and not step all over yourself.
And maybe phase one sets up a lot of the phase two and phase three, but that's where that good plan comes from.
Exactly right, yeah. And then we're happy to get a plan set up for someone that either has no idea on what they want to do or has a great idea on what they want to do. We can certainly work with both and come up with a great plan.
So what's some of the fun things that you like doing? You know, getting into what do you like diving into on these kind of projects when you're dealing with front yards, backyards? What's some of your passions with that?
Well, for me, I just like the interaction of the actual customers themselves and the pride that I get after a job is done, knowing that our team has come in and done a top-notch job. Therefore, we are going to get residual work via word of mouth, which is something that we're very proud of. We do get a lot of word of mouth. Just very proud to be in the industry where I can truly tell someone we're going to give you a great staycation area and follow through with it and have them come to the show. I get at least 8 or 10 people a show coming back saying, you guys did a great job for us. Thank you so much. We'll tell all our neighbors, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. That's great. So what are some of the surfaces you guys are doing out there? What's popular these days? Are there any trends that you're seeing out there?
Well, you know, I think one of the main trends is larger stones. For some reason, people are liking the larger square type stones as opposed to the smaller stones that we've seen for, you know, quite a few years. Yeah. I know that most of the manufacturers now are going to the larger stones because that's becoming more of a request.
It's that larger format, yeah.
Yeah, as well as the outdoor kitchens. I think the outdoor kitchens and living spaces in general with fireplaces and whatnot are just really becoming popular. Even though the word here is that it always rains in Oregon, we still can create some really nice spaces to actually enjoy the rain as well.
Yeah, so. I've got an outside fire pit. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you design them right and do something out there, you can really enjoy it. And I just like getting out and, you know, on an evening where it's chill and especially when the weather's nice and get out there and get that fire going and kick up and have the glass of whiskey out by the fire. That is a nice chill evening for me.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a Northwester through and through. I've lived here all my life. And it's never too bad to go outside and enjoy what we have to offer
now,
here.
No, and you can do that. I don't care if you're over in Bend or Tri-Cities or wherever else you're listening to us at. Those evening times like that when it's cooled down and the heat's gone away or the winds have calmed down a little bit, it's kind of nice.
Very true.
And so, yeah, that's great. And what else do you see out there with are you seeing a lot more of the stone versus brick versus concrete? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I can't really verse to the concrete because we don't really do much of the concrete. That's something that we sub out. But, there's really a large variety of all of the materials that are out there. There's so many options nowadays and so many choices on what you want. You can literally get something in your mind of a color, a style, a shape, and most likely we can find that for you with all the manufacturers' options out there.
It's amazing. I was down earlier this year at the International Builder Show, and there was a lot of hardscape guys down there showing their products, and it was, the colors are amazing, because to me, a decade ago, it seemed like you had maybe a half a dozen or a dozen colors out there. But these days, there's so many manufacturers, so many products, and so many things that look real.
This is true, and these products here in the Northwest, it's really hard to beat. You get the drainage with the paving stones, which I don't know that there's any of us that do not have a drainage issue at home. So
yeah.
It's just really a great, well-rounded product for the Northwest.
And I've learned that from we had a buddy, Dirt Monkey, who's a big national YouTube guy that's done excavating and stuff, and he was talking about how you can have the stone going one way and the clay going the other way and moving the water the opposite way. And there's some really cool things you can do out there when you have the right expert helping you out with it.
That is true. That's a lot of the challenges that we do deal with on a daily basis.
And that's where you got to bring in the experts, because I tell you what, that stuff is not a DIY project. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can either reach us at 503-692-6542, or you can get us online at pavers@cornerstonehardscapes.com.
Steve from Cornerstone, thanks, brother. Appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
All right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
You have a home improvement question, so go ahead and pick up the phone and call Eric G. 1-877-733-1011. Stay with us for more Around the House on KXL.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having a good time down here. We need you to come down and visit us. We're live from the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show here in Portland at the Convention Center. We are having a good time down here, and we have been talking home improvement. If you missed this last hour, jump on up, because we're going to have it up on the podcast here later on. You can jump over to my webpage, which is aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can listen to that and anything else over the last, well, I think 6 or 7 years we've got up on there. So there's a ton of stuff as far as podcasts and information up there. We want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011, and we'll take them today. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Western Construction Systems is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And that's whose booth we're at here. We are in here hanging out at the Western Construction Systems booth. They're talking foundations and repair and earthquake retrofitting and that new fiber reinforced cementitious matrix. And I can actually say that kind of accurately, but it's a mouthful. But they're talking about all that stuff here. I want to give a special thanks out to a sponsor over on 610 KONA. We got a new sponsor over in the Tri-Cities over there, and that is Griggs Ace Hardware. And I'd like to thank out to those guys out there, throw them a shout out. Thanks for sponsoring Around the House, and welcome to the family. We love that over there. And I had a lot of fun as a kid going to the Griggs store over there in Pasco, so a lot of good memories. And so it's awesome to have them where we can have a good time all together. So thanks again, guys. Well, we've been talking, doing a lot of stuff here at the show, but you know, when you're walking these home shows, I wanted to talk about this for a minute. Coming up with a home show plan and what you want to do when you go to these things, because it's home show season, and I don't care where you're at here in the Pacific Northwest, everybody's got one in their community. And when you go to these things, you need to come up with a plan. And I don't care if you're going to a little one or like us, where I was, you know, last week at World of Concrete, or I was at the International Builder Show, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, you got to come up with a plan for these things. And we're going to talk about that. But you know something, when we get calls, we take them. Let's go out here to Leanna in Mill City. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. What can
we
help you with?
I have an odd problem with my toilet.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Well, I think it started about a month ago, but it whistles when I flush it.
Okay.
When the water is leaving the tank, it whistles.
Yeah, when you get buildup like that, what happens is that you've got something jammed up in the fill valve, most likely. And that's where the float is kind of attached to. And so what happens is there's a little washer in there. And when there's something jammed up in there, it could be a water deposit, it could be a little piece of anything, it will sound like a whistle out of your toilet tank. And so probably the best thing to do is, and it's a really easy DIY project, to shut the water off down there and replace that fill valve. And for $20, you can have a fix there and some simple hand tools, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, I've taken the tank lid off and watched it while it was flushing, trying to figure out what was making that noise. But
yep, it's inside that whole piece of hardware right there. Yep, it's inside that piece of hardware right there that where the water comes in, and it's the thing that controls the amount of water that it puts in your tank. And so
you mean the long skinny tube?
You got it. That not the tube that goes down into the bowl itself, but there's the where the water comes in. If you look at the side of the toilet tank, you'll see where the water comes in on the bottom down there. It's that piece that hose is hooked to. That's the part you want to swap out. If you change that out, you'll be good to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured you'd know what the problem was.
All right, thanks for...
I've asked a couple of people I know, and they're just like, what? You know, clueless.
That's okay. You know, those whistling toilets can be a one that throws you for a loop. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and thanks for listening. Well, yeah, I mean, when you're talking toilets like that, there's so many things with those things that can go sideways, but the good thing with a lot of those toilets is it's a $20-$25 fix, and you can put all the new pieces on the inside and get that thing dialed in. But one thing, when you start working with these older toilets, there are times too that sometimes it's just better to replace them, especially if you've got those old 3.5 gallon ones out there that are from the, you know, 80s, 70s and older. If they're not part of a real vintage bathroom, I recommend going out and changing out those things, because I tell you what, you can go into a toilet now that's got a 1 gallon flush instead of a 3 gallon flush. And especially if you get into some of the ones like Toto, where they put specialty coatings on them, and they'll actually have the porcelain, and then they put another coating over the top of it that one of their trade names they use is Sani Gloss, and it makes it where you only have to clean that thing maybe once a month on the inside, because it's a non-stick coating on top of the porcelain that fills it in. So one, you get something that's easier to take care of. For a few $100, you can go in and have something that's going to save you a ton of water, which is awesome, and then something that just works well. And it's funny, when you go to the trade shows, like at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, they'll sit there and test those things by filling them up with a bucket of golf balls and flushing them. And it's like, all right, if you can flush that down there, that keeps a lot of the toys and everything else. But the problem is now you're probably plugging things up on the city side versus your own stuff. But I tell you what, that's that pretty much, if you put one of those toilets in, pretty much gets you out of using a plunger ever again on your toilets, because they work that well. And that's one of the fun things. We're down here at the show in the Western Construction Systems booth, and I want you to come by and say hi. When you walk in the front door here, what's cool is you literally walk in the door and you look right at us. We're right off to the right-hand side, and we're live from the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show here in Portland at the Portland Convention Center. And this is not the massive big spring home show, but this is a nice-sized one that you can come out here, spend a little time, talk to a lot of people. There's a lot of quality people inside this building right here, and get a lot of things done without having to blow an entire day at one of the bigger shows. And there's going to be one coming up here in a few weeks. It's a great show as well, but this one's a good one out here. It's easy to get to, and it's really easy to navigate, and you can come in and say hi. We want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011, and you can email me at ATH@KXL.com. And so coming up, we've got a lot of good things coming up here in the show still ahead of us. I'm going to be talking with David here, or even maybe Kyle, if I can get him on a set of headsets a little bit later on. And we're going to be talking a lot more about cracked foundations and basement waterproofing and controlling water as well. And I know those are things that doesn't always apply to everybody, but it's also good to know. And then we'll be taking all your calls as well, because I tell you what, there's a lot of information out there, and we want to help you navigate through those kind of projects, because they're big projects out there. And we're going to have some fun, too. I'm going to have some new Morgan Day Oregon segments coming out here shortly as well, so we're getting ready to do the next batch of those things. And so I'm going to put up a thing later on Facebook here to get some ideas for projects coming forward for my Morgan Day Oregon segments, because I love to hear everybody's concepts on what they want to see for DIY projects coming up. And that's going to be a lot of fun, and I can help you get through some of those projects. So when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. It's a little Jade playing, J-A-Y-D. Take a look at this kid. I like him. He's 17 years old, high school, and got his first album out. You can catch more of that over on my Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. We got a little post up there about him, so with a bunch of his other music. Well, we're here live from the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. We're having a great time. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. Well, we're sitting here with Western Construction Systems right at the front of the show, watching everybody come in. It is busy. Welcome back here, David, to Around the House.
Hey, Eric.
Well, we've been talking, you know, earlier we were talking about the FRCM stuff, but we started to talk a little bit about, you know, repairing foundations and concrete and that kind of stuff. And of course, water in the basement. Let's talk about water in the basement for a little bit, because we started to talk about it, but there's so many solutions out there. And I feel that when homeowners, you know, especially here on the west side and even some over on, you know, the east side of the mountains, depending where they're located, they see water in their basement and they have no idea what they're talking about, or they've got eight different solutions in front of them. Let's talk a little bit about that and kind of break that down.
Sure. So basement waterproofing, I mean, it is an art, and one shoe does not fit all. Sometimes it could be solved by drainage issues, but usually basement waterproofing is a, let's fix the foundation to keep the water out, you know, crack in the wall. There's just so many different variables about why and where basements leak. And that's really where we come into play. We have a wide variety of solutions depending on what the issue is, being they may or may not need a sump pump, they may or may not need foundation repair, but we're not selling anyone's system. And, you know, we come out and provide, you know, the most honest and reasonable solution. You know, every job's different.
Sure. So, you know, there's a lot of solutions out there. For you, you know, you have basically two surfaces down there that can leak. You have the wall or you got the floor.
Yep.
What's the easy one to fix out of those two?
I would say best case scenario, you got water coming through your wall.
Okay.
Because then we can usually just fix the wall, keep the water out. If you got water coming up through your floor or that joint where the floor meets the wall, pretty common in this area, typically we need to give that water somewhere to go, and that's where a sump pump comes into play, to give that water the ability to escape so it can't come into the basement. But if you got water coming through your wall or water coming through your floor, those are two very different methods to get that waterproofed.
Nice. So I see on the wall, let's talk about that first. What I see is, you know, somebody goes, oh, I got a leak coming through there, and they go down to the home center, they buy their stuff, they jam it in there, and it doesn't work. They do it again, they give you guys a call.
We see that all the time. We walk down the basement, and there's a, 100 layers of that you-know-what seal all over the wall.
Yep.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with DIY stuff, but sometimes it's good to bring in the professional that knows how to get it done right the first time.
So doing it right the first time, what is your suggestion for that crack with the water coming through it through the sidewall?
One of the more popular and most appropriate methods that we use to waterproof cracks is crack injection. So this is a process that allows us to inject a special material into the crack working from the inside that actually it has a chemical reaction with water, and it expands inside the crack, and we can effectively seal the entire span of the crack all the way through the wall to the outside while working from the inside, so we don't have to excavate and dig it all out from the outside. Those are permanent repairs. So
you don't have to dig the whole flower bed up or rip out the driveway or whatever else that's out there.
Correct. You know, and another question I get all the time, well, that's great, I plugged this leak, but isn't it just going to come in somewhere else? Well, usually the answer to that is no, not necessarily. I mean, keep in mind that the amount of water coming through that crack is just a drop in the bucket compared to what's on the other side of that wall. So if these other spots were going to leak, typically we expect them to already be leaking.
Yeah, I mean, you've got that. It's not, you know, it's funny, too, that so many people out there with leaks like that, you can fix that, but people forget to look outside.
Yeah.
And see what's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know, so many times people got a leak and they spend all this time worried about the leak, but they failed to notice that maybe the gutters are dropping out on the ground right ahead of it.
Yep.
Or the gutter's been overflowing for 3 or 4 years outside.
Yep.
They don't pay attention to that.
That downspout that doesn't have a storm drain to take that water away, that's just flooding the foundation on the other side of the wall. You know, that, you know, most certainly could be solved by, you know, drainage improvements.
Especially those older foundations, because it seems to me every time that I've ever seen, you know, damage down on a deteriorating foundation, many times, more often than not, there's a water issue outside that's causing it.
Yep. Could very well.
Yeah. I mean, getting that water away from that house out to the curb, and that does not mean going to the home center and buying that 24-inch little thing to redirect it out further. Get it 8, 10, 12 feet away.
Oh,
get
yeah,
it away
at least.
From the house.
Yep.
Because you got to think about it. With water in your basement, I've said this for a number of years, when you've got water coming out of a downspout, it's like one big cone. And if that bottom of that cone is anywhere near the foundation, that water loves to travel, and it's got memory. It likes to go to that foundation. So
it sure does, yeah.
It sure goes that way. Well, let's talk a little bit about here before we go out to break here in a few minutes. Let's talk about repairing concrete again, because we started to talk about it in the first hour a little bit about, you know, you see retaining walls in front of the old old homes here. And again, I don't care if you're in Bend or you're Portland or wherever else you're out here in the Pacific Northwest. You get those 100-year-old retaining walls out front that they did, and they're broken. They're leaning. There's the steps coming up the front.
Yep.
You know, those are so common in the garage that's below grade, that's in the basement that's broken. What's your favorite way to fix those?
Man, there's a lot. We have so many different methods depending on what the problem is. I mean, structural cracks, bowing walls. We use a lot of Simpson Strong Tie carbon fiber to give it that lateral resistance so the wall can't continue to bow. Those cracks won't continue to get worse. We have real high strength specialty mortars to repair, you know, spalling, crumbling, cracked, broken concrete. I wouldn't say I've got one specific favorite, but I guess my favorite way to fix it would be the most cost-effective and money-well-spent way. So we don't sell anything that you don't need, but whatever's the most appropriate way to fix it is what we're going to expect to do.
What's cool, though, is with those walls, you could literally go out there, throw a bunch of carbon fiber on it, make it all nice and strong again, and then either skim coat or put another stucco layer over the top of it, and it looks golden.
You'd never know we were there. Yep.
And then you get those stairs. I mean, I don't know how many... You know, you could probably walk down a street in Portland in one of the older neighborhoods, and every third or fourth house, you've got busted up stairs and everything else like that. You guys can go back where a number of years ago, maybe technology wasn't that great for re-skim coating stuff, but you guys have done some big projects out there, of commercial projects, of repairing large staircases.
Oh, yeah.
And fixing them up and looking like new without having to get the backhoe out in the tear out them and redo them all over again.
Yeah, I just, it's been a handful of years now. Maybe 10 years ago, I mean, we restored the Washington Park Reservoir number 3 staircase going down there up in Washington Park here in, here in Portland, and that's still looking golden. And everything from there to your residential steps. I mean, some of the specialty mortars we have, we got, you know, mortars that can go out to a feathered edge and really just make things look like new.
And then you guys, I know if you go onto your website, you get a ton of stuff on that big, dreaded horizontal crack in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people walk into a basement and all of a sudden there's that big bow, and they've had two or three people out there that said their house is going to fall down if they don't write a check right now.
Yep.
That's kind of what Western Construction System specializes in.
It sure does. Those foundations that are, you know, on the threshold of being failed or beyond repair, either the carbon fiber or this new FRCM that we're launching this year with Simpson, just incredibly cost-effective solutions to give those permanent structural repairs.
All right. We're going to go out to break here. When we come back, we'll be wrapping this show up. We're out here with Western Construction Systems at the Home Show, the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show in Portland. We come back, we'll be talking and wrapping this up just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're live here having a good time at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. I don't know if it's you, but that song right there always sounds like Ace is the Place for your local hardware store. Kinda, I don't know who ripped off who, but it's kind of fun. Well, we're here live at the show having a good time at the Western Construction Systems booth in the last segment, but we do have a caller I want to run out to here. John in Battleground, welcome to Around the House.
Thanks, Eric. I have a quick question, getting late in the season, but I've always wondered when the foundation block should go in the vents and when the heck they should come out. I've not put them at all this winter. It's been fairly mild, but I'm sure you have an opinion on that.
You know, I do have an opinion on them. I like using those blocks, especially if you've got time to use them correctly. I like using those when we get into those heavy freeze areas, when it's going to start letting that cold air and you run risk of pipes freezing and things like that, and you get that really cold air down there. But to be honest, I like airflow, because airflow keeps things like radon and all those other things kind of venting out of there. And if you do have moisture coming up through the crawl space anywhere down there, it helps let it out of there naturally. So,
okay, that's, you know, what I've been doing. We've been here 20 some years, and I just put them in when it gets bitter cold, pull them out then. And we do We are in a wet foundation or crawl space type situation, so I sort of like to have them open.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like to go down, and you can do some things down there by putting down like a thick 12-mil vapor barrier that's sealed. And I'm not saying encapsulate the crawl space, but I'm just saying do something that's nice and thick that you can kind of seal up to the foundation above grade down there and wrap around posts and stuff, and that will help with that moisture as well. But any of those things like that will sure help you keep that stuff coming up through the house, because there's so much air that comes up through that. You'll be better off just keeping that as clean as you can and keeping that fresh air down there, man.
Well, I'm gonna have the Western folks come out and look at doing a little retrofit for our foundation as well. It was built in '89, and we need it strapped. It's silly not to get that done. So we'll be talking to those guys and get a bid.
They're good folks, and they'll get you taken care of. I can promise you that.
Appreciate it. Like your show, Eric.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining in here at Around the House. That's great. Man, we are cruising right through the show here. We just got a few minutes left here. We're out here at Western Construction Systems booth at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. We've had a lot of fun out here today. This has been a great time, because what's fun is just seeing everybody out here walking around the show, talking to people about, you know, what Western does. There's landscape people out here. There's flooring people. There's remodeling people. There's just everybody out here, and there's a lot of good information. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about what to do when you're cruising around the show. And when you walk around a show like this, come up with a game plan. And that's what I always say. And I always, what I do is, even with these big shows where I've got millions of square feet to go visit, figure out kind of in your head what your projects are going to be. Is it going to be the garage door first? Is it going to be the front door first? Is it going to be that kitchen or bathroom remodel? But figure out what kind of your game plan is, and go in. If you've got to set up an appointment with somebody, set it up when you go in there, because what you can do is you can actually go in and see if you've got a good personality fit with these people right off the bat. And if you're prepared to set up an estimate, set it up and request for the person you're talking to, because I think half the battle is finding somebody that you trust and then you can mesh with. There's a ton of great companies out there that are contractors, that are great licensed, bond insured contractors out there, but if your personality doesn't fit with their representative, salesperson, project manager, whoever it is, if you guys don't mesh, you need to find somebody that does mesh with you, because otherwise you're in a world of hurt, and then you're going to be off on the wrong foot, and if those personalities are clashing, you've got a mess. So that is my key, is to figure out what your schedule is. If you've got some times to set up, try to set it up with them right there. And if not, have somebody as a point of contact that you can contact next Monday when the business week gets going. Because when the business week gets going, you can set it up and get there. Well, that's one thing, too, that I wanted to touch base with Around the House here as well. Jump onto our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. You're going to see stuff all week long on Around the House. I put up stuff. If I see a new product that comes out, if I see breaking news about something, you're going to see it there as well, because I like to put stuff up there, and that's a great place where you can send me a message, or you can actually jump on to our website, which is aroundthehouseonline.com, to find all the different stuff there. You can also send us an email at ath@kxl.com. And so contact us, follow us, like us on Facebook, because I tell you what, we're there to help you. And I even put up when I see the major recalls out there. If you see a dishwasher or anything else like that, that stuff ends up going sideways, we can help you out there. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and to Donovan Sargent, who rocked the Communication Center. Most of all, they want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, and designing for remodeling and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
With Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.